البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue inshallah today with the Ramadan Q&A series. And today inshallah ta'ala we'll start the beginning of a few lessons inshallah that will be highlighting the nullifiers of fasting inshallah ta'ala. Now, a person might ask, upon whom is fasting obligatory? We can say that fasting is obligatory for a person if he fulfills five conditions. He has to be a Muslim, accountable, that's able to fast, a settled person that's not traveled or traveling. And number five is that there are no impediments to fasting. In addition to those, for women, they must also be pure from menses and postpartum bleeding. And inshallah ta'ala we'll cover these points later on. But first and foremost, before speaking about the nullifiers of fasting, we need to understand that for these nullifiers to be effective and for it to nullify your fasting, you have to be aware that it is Ramadan. And if somebody eats deliberately in Ramadan or drinks deliberately knowing that it is Ramadan during the daytime, that breaks his fasting. But if you are a person who is fasting and have forgotten that it is Ramadan and you eat out of forgetfulness, so those nullifiers that we are about to address do not nullify your fasting, inshallah ta'ala. Now, inshallah ta'ala, to start, somebody might ask, what are the nullifiers of fasting? على سبيل الإجمال, يعني in general. Now, we're going to mention some of them. Some of these mentioned today do actually nullify your fasting, and others are points of disagreements amongst the scholars. And inshallah ta'ala, we will explain the opinions that we follow inshallah ta'ala in the later lessons and the upcoming lessons. So if there is a difference of opinion, I will be mentioning that inshallah ta'ala briefly today, and we'll delve into it later on inshallah ta'ala with more details. Well, firstly, I would like to quote the statement of Sheikh al-Wasabi, rahimahullah. He said the nullifiers of fasting are intercourse, ejaculation, eating, drinking, swallowing mucus. By the way, swallowing mucus is a point of disagreement that we'll explain later. Smoking, vomiting deliberately, inhaling bakhur, the smoke of bakhur, not the scent, the smoke itself, inhaling the smoke itself. Menstruation, postpartum bleeding. In some opinions, it's a point of difference of opinion, hijama. The correct opinion is that it doesn't nullify your fasting. Using needles or taking needles that provide nutrition to your body and bloodstream. Dialysis as well. Deliberately having the intention to break your fast. So if you have the intention to break your fast, you're fasting deliberately without eating and drinking, that breaks your fasting, inshallah, as we'll explain later. Bi-idhnillah ta'ala. Initiating the intention of fasting before Fajr, insanity, a person to apostate and leave Islam. There are many other things, inshallah ta'ala, like using drugs, which is haram as well. With regards to the nullifiers of fasting, you can categorize them into two categories. The nullifiers that break your fasting, and in compensation you have to make up the day, like postpartum bleeding or menses. The other category is, subhanAllah, the fact that when somebody commits this act during Ramadan, then he has to make up the day, and there has to be kafara to expiate. And inshallah ta'ala, that is only one category, which is intercourse, full intercourse in Ramadan. Performing that act makes you liable to, subhanAllah, doing a kafara that we'll address later, inshallah ta'ala. Now, so going back to the topic of fasting and salah, it is very important for us to understand that salah is the foundation of our deen. And it's a good reminder for the brothers who fast without praying, that this is a month of Ramadan, the month of repentance, the month of forgiveness, the month Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah, chains the shaitans away, the marada of shayateen. So it is a chance for you to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially with salah. لأنه the only action the scholars and the companions or the scholars differ about whether leaving it is kufr or not. So referring back to the scholars, it was salah. So according to some scholars, abandoning salah is an act of kufr. A lot of other scholars, they go for the opinion that a person who abandons his salah is not a kafir, but he's a major sinner. That's worse than a drug dealer, that's worse than an alcoholic, and a person who commits all the major sins except shirk. Take your salah seriously, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and yani, make this a connecting yani, month where you connect with Allah Azza wa Jal and rekindle your relationship with salah بإذن الله تعالى. Now starting with the nullifiers of fasting in detail, inshallah ta'ala. If a person deliberately intends to break his fasting, subhanallah, without eating or drinking anything, then automatically his fasting has been broken. So the intention, again, when we spoke about fasting, we spoke earlier on during this series about the fact that the intention is the most important aspect of siyam, and that's also in relation to all of the other ibadat. If you deliberately, knowingly intend that now you have broken your fasting, that's it with your intention, then the fasting of that day is already nullified without you eating or drinking. Without you eating or drinking. That is different to a person who, for example, is a traveler. And he's traveling and he doesn't have anything to eat or drink. And he thinks between himself, look, you know, I'm going to continue to fast. And if I find something in the, you know, later, if I find something, water or food to break my fast, because he's exempt from fasting, he'll break his fast. But he says to himself, in the future or later during the day, if I find water, I'll break my fast. But later he continues to travel up until Maghrib and he finds no water or food during the day. In relation to that person, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that this person's fasting is ish. Is correct. Why? Because لأنه لم يقطع النية. Because he did not deliberately, intentionally break the intention of fasting. And he continues to fast, and he said, later, if I find water, I'll break my fast. So he did something called تعليق. And Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, ولكنه علق الفطرة على وجود الشيء ولم يوجد الشيء فيبقى على نيته الأولى. He said because he tied a connection between breaking his fast and something that will happen in the future. And if that thing, component, did not exist, then his first initial intention of fasting continues. بإذن الله تعالى, and that fasting is valid. SubhanAllah. But again, if a person, if he intends that khalas, not in the future, that now immediately he's broken his fasting, then unfortunately, his fasting is already been nullified. طيب, if somebody does that, does have the intention that khalas, he's already broken his fasting, can he reinitiate the intention 5 minutes later? Let's say he regrets that and he wants to repent. Can he reinitiate the intention for that same day and he can, without eating, drinking, and continue fasting the day? The scholars say that he has to refrain from eating and drinking, but it is not valid for him to reinitiate the intention for that day, and he has to make up another day, because for a day's fasting to be valid, it has to be continuous, and the intention has to be made before Fajr. So by breaking his intention, even for 1 minute, even for 1 second, then there has been a second or a minute or 5 minutes or an hour during the day where he's not fasting. So it's not a complete day of Ramadan, and that person has to make up that day and refrain from eating on that day. Now, if somebody's hesitant, yani, with his intention, some people might ask, if a person is hesitant, yani he's traveling or he's sick, let's say you're sick and yani you're finding it a bit difficult to fast, but you're hesitant, should I break my fasting, should I not, should I continue to fast today? But you know it, within yourself, within your heart, you know that you are fasting at the moment, but you're hesitant, should I break it or not? So you're certain about fasting and you're not certain about breaking this intention. Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إذا لم يعزم ولكن تردد فموضع خلاف بين العلماء. He said, if a person is hesitant whether he is going to break his fast later or not, then that's the difference of opinion between the scholars. He said, منهم من قال إنه يصوم إن صومه يبطل لأن التردد يعني ينافي العزم. He said, the first group of scholars said that having the hesitation that later, not immediately, that later he might break his fasting, the first group of scholars say that it is, in fact, has broken his fasting. And his fasting is already nullified due to his hesitation. The other group of scholars, as Ibn Uthaymeen narrates, he said, وقال منهم ومنهم من قال إنه لا يبطل لأن الأصل بقاء النية حتى يعزم على قطعها وإزالتها وهذا هو الراجح عندي لقوته. Ibn Uthaymeen says, the other group of scholars, they say if somebody is firm with his intention of fasting and hesitant about breaking it, whether he's going to break it later or not, then according to those scholars, the continuation of this intention is valid and he is considered to be fasting until he deliberately intends without a doubt that he has broken his fasting. And Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, this is the valid opinion or the most correct opinion according to him, rahimahullah ta'ala. So to sum it up, inshallah ta'ala, if you hesitate whether you're going to break your fasting, you're not certain, you know that you're fasting, you're sick, you're feeling tired, and later on during the day, you feel like more exhausted, you think, you know, if this continues, I might need to break my fasting, and you're hesitant, should I break it or not? For as long as you do not deliberately intend that you have broken it, inshallah your fasting is valid. Let's say an hour later, you think to yourself, look, yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm going to push through the day. I'm going to fast and continue. And you haven't had the firm intention to break your fasting, then your fasting is valid, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.